This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Nice.
Good job, Brew. No scaries.
No scaries.
I think that's what I say every single time.
No scaries. We're going to definitely have to cut that part.
Okay, I don't think I remember the tune. Do you remember the tune?
We are shameful, we are shameful, but not as shameful as we should be.
Yeah, I think that was it. I always struggle with like the last note on each phrase. But welcome back, listeners, to Shame on Me. I'm Jimmy.
And I'm Janet.
And I don't know if you can tell based on what I'm wearing, but I've given up.
Yeah. I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to make you feel bad about your choices.
No, and like I appreciate that because it is content.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I've got my little pajama pants on. I've got a comfy on.
Yep.
And I went outside.
You went outside like this. Yeah, you left your house.
Yeah, showed up somewhere. Or showed up to somebody else's house.
Yeah, true.
Like this.
That's true.
And, you know, like trying to keep it all together. Doesn't keep you safe.
No.
Doesn't keep you from all the things that you don't want to experience. True. So why try?
Here we are. That is one thing. I just can't go out in pajamas. I just can't do it.
What do you think of?
I think I just am too vain.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a just me problem.
But like you think other people are judging you or you're judging yourself?
Both.
Or? What are the thoughts that you would have about you going out in pajamas?
Like that I've given up.
I'm so sorry. Is giving up so bad?
I know, it's not. That's the thing.
We all need cycles.
I feel like if I'm in a grocery store, this is a projection because I'm judging other people. That's really the problem. Is if I'm in a grocery store and I see someone wearing pajamas, I'm like, I judge them. So shame on me.
What about when you're in like a grocery store or a mall during the middle of the week? Like the middle of the day and the middle of the week.
Oh, like you're judging people for being there?
Yeah. Why are you here?
I see what you're saying.
Get a job.
When it's really busy too, I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah. Who are these people?
Yeah. I get that. That's a situation.
And like, there's probably so many explanations.
Well, and it's like, okay, if you see like a lot of older folks, that makes sense. And if you see a lot of young families, like little kids, it's like, okay, you're probably on a maternity leave.
Yeah, those are the only people allowed at the mall.
But everything in between, it's confusing.
Yeah, and then
are you a trust fund baby is my question.
Oh, that's interesting. But if you were a trust fund baby, would you be spending the time at the mall?
True.
Or would you be spending the time at the bowling center?
That one, the second one, obviously.
Try to get that perfect game.
Yes.
Every day of my life would be devoted to trying to get
a
perfect.
If you didn't have to work.
What do you think the highest bowling score you've gotten in your life is?
Oh, okay, so good.
And we're Canadian, so we go over 300.
Yeah, so like over 100 probably. If I can get over 100, I'm probably like, ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I agree. So in five pin bowling, the highest score is 450.
Yeah, I haven't been at five pin in a long time.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I try not to. I prefer it.
Well, what's your score in 10 pin?
Well, that's what I think. Like over 100 is probably
still
like
good. Still nice.
Yeah. The best I've ever done.
My highest score in bowling, 315.
Wow.
It was crazy.
See, this is the thing is, if you know the answer to that question, like, I don't know the answer to question.
But, like,
but you know the answer to that question.
Have I ever broken 200 any other time? Probably not.
So it was really an outlier.
An incredible outlier. I think I missed getting all the pins down in like two frames.
Wow.
And I only missed the head pin. Like,
and you remember that whole experience so vividly, I would imagine.
It was crazy. It was crazy. It was like, you know, I was in the flow.
Yeah.
I was singing Moana in my head. It was like being able to think the right amount and then also not think the right amount.
I love it.
I do the same thing with golf. I just like sing a little song in my head when I swing.
Yeah. I prefer bowling to golf. I like bowling. I haven't been bowling in a long time. It's fun.
Are we going to make another drunk plan?
Except we're sober. How sad. It is before noon.
Yeah.
Last weekend it was afternoon. Not by much, but enough.
Yeah. And, you know, let's talk about what happened after.
I was just thinking we should talk that honestly, I feel like we reached a new level in our friendship.
Yeah, like, we hung out
not recording. I mean, partially because it was because Jimmy was too drunk to drive home. And I don't know, like, going into it, what your plan was, because you did drive here knowing that you wanted to drink half a liter of wine.
I don't understand what happened.
I don't know,
you know
what happened. Yeah, so we hung out, we drank more wine, more drinks, ate a ton of sushi.
I don't think I drank more after, but yeah, ate a ton.
You did.
Really?
Yeah, I gave you a couple drinks after.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Man.
Those like caffeinated iced tea things. But it was really helping you. I was like, you've got a night ahead of you, you're going out, I'm going to help you.
I felt so fucking awful.
Yeah, I did too. When I went to bed that night, I had the worst headache.
And just from the sushi like really fucked me up.
Well, you did eat a stupid amount of sushi.
What, like, was it only 36 pieces?
Something like that. 24, I want to say.
Honestly, and really good. Where was it from? Fusion?
I think it was from Fusion. Yeah.
I would do that again. It was only like $20.
Yeah.
You owe me $100.
Oh, I do owe you $100. Yeah, I gotta send that to you. Yep.
I guess I also have to pick up the tickets.
Yeah. Well, either way.
That's
crazy.
That
was that.
Do we have to hang out at the concert now?
I think that happened after the podcast that I drunk bought tickets to a EDM show next month. But luckily, I talked to Stefan about it after. I was like, that was like a really drunk purchase, and he was like, "Well, I was sober, so it's okay." And I was like, "Okay, that's good."
It's so silly.
But honestly, I mean, I'm less excited about it now because I'm like, oh man, I have to leave my house and like go somewhere with like lots of energy.
Yeah.
But I think I'll have lots of fun.
Hopefully.
Yeah. No, we don't have to hang out. The answer to your question. No, that's fine.
Hopefully we'll say hi.
Yeah. We'll probably go like when the doors open.
Yeah.
To get our little spot.
A little ledge.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of like a great time to go. I don't really like the music the most.
That's fair.
Yeah. So we got drunk.
Yep.
On the podcast, you said you weren't feeling it. Was that accurate?
I'm trying to remember.
It's so weird looking at you and just seeing my hair. It is so straight.
We've already talked about this.
Not on the podcast.
Yeah, I think we've talked about it on the podcast.
But no, today specifically.
Oh, today specifically. Yeah, my hair is straight today. Because I'm using my little, that hairbrush thing that dries my hair at the same time. Mm-hmm. I used it yesterday and it makes my hair straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just looking in a mirror.
It looks just like my hair.
I think it's dysmorphia? Because I look at your hair and I'm like, that's way blonder than my hair. Even though we now know it's in fact not.
It's literally the same.
Yeah, it's literally the same.
I think your hair is healthier than my hair though.
Well,
that's
possible just because like you probably haven't gotten a haircut in a while. That's okay.
Yeah.
I can go a surprisingly long time between haircuts.
Ooh.
I know. It's a talent, honestly. I think I went 4 years when I was in university.
Damn.
Yeah, I just like never.
Do you do like any hair masks or anything?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just genius. Show me those ends.
There, I do need a haircut, I think, now. They're not amazing. But they're not horrible. Yeah. I need to get it cut before I get married.
Hopefully that'll happen at some point.
Just realizing my ring's over by the sink.
One thing that needs That's to okay. happen before you get married is I get invited. Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay, so I've had some more thoughts about this.
Oh, my God.
And it's really shameful thoughts on my part.
Damn.
And, well, one of the thoughts is that I'm moving departments. So, like, is our relationship with Drudd even going to survive until the wedding?
I need to talk about Drudd.
Yeah, because Drudd's not here. And I'm like, are we going to even have a relationship if she's not podcasting
Something
with us?
Something is happening and it doesn't oh, feel good.
No. But, okay, so I was thinking about it. And I think I have another hang up about inviting you guys to the wedding. God and it is it. Totally me. It is a me problem. I am worried that because, well, even you and Drudd, you won't know anyone. And I'm worried. And this is what, don't look at me like that. This is my problem. I'm worried I'm going to have to like entertain you and make you feel.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Included.
No, that makes a lot
Which
of...
Which I know I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. Also, you are going to meet people at like the bachelorette party.
That's true.
So you would actually know people. But that's like a fear I have in my head.
No, I get it.
Because I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want that kind of... And that's totally a me thing.
And granted, I kind of want that.
You want me to feel like not, I have to like take care of you
guys? But not in the way that like I would actually enjoy it.
Right,
but
right.
I would laugh so hard.
If I was like,
where you're just
okay.
like, hey guys, thanks for coming to the wedding. Are you okay?
Yeah, yeah.
What can I get for you? And
like, I would just be like, oh my gosh, are they having fun? Are they being included? Like, are
I feel
they...
like that's my whole vibe for my wedding in general.
That you don't want that.
No, that I would be like, is everybody having fun?
Right, yes.
And then I'm like, should I invite anybody?
I'm going to be really trying to let it go.
Yeah.
In the day. I also kind of... For most of the people there, I'm like, if there's liquor and there's music,
yeah,
it'll be okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of all people need.
Yeah. With Hannah's mom, we had met and then their friend was getting married in September. Mm-hmm. And so, like, within, like, a few weeks.
Oh, okay.
Like, it was set as a joke, but, like, hey, you want to come to the wedding?
Right.
And so then, yes, I was going to the wedding. And then, like, I was a little scared. And insecure about it.
That's fair.
Because I didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
And the person I was dating was going to be like in the bridal party. So not only do I not know anybody, but I'm also like sitting at a table.
You're going to be like alone a lot of the time.
Yeah. So I'm like, is it crazy to just like come for the dance?
Right. And not come for the ceremony.
Apparently, yes. It was crazy.
Honestly, I don't think that's that crazy. But
I don't think it's that crazy either.
Yeah. Also, like... Why would they give a shit? Honestly, good for her friends. Because for me, there's no way you would be invited. If one of the people...
I'm aware. That's kind of where this whole topic
is
coming from.
No, but if one of
from.
The people in my bridal party was dating someone for like a month...
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, nah, they're not invited.
You know, granted, that's either like a positive thing or not. Like, are we making the best decisions?
Yeah. Well, and I guess it depends on what you're like,
man,
plus one.
The groom looks like Josh Hutcherson.
The Hunger Games guy?
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
What's his last name? I need you to vamp.
Hutchinson.
Hutchinson or Hutcherson?
I think it's Hutchinson.
Hutchinson or Hutcherson?
But I think it depends on your philosophy around plus ones. Because we're like anti plus ones. Like, people are invited as a couple because they've been together and we know both of those people. Oh, I'm going to see a picture of this person. You need to. I don't see it at all.
Not at all.
Not at all. Oh, well, maybe you got to bring up a picture of Josh Hutcherson.
I'm pretty sure it's Hutcherson.
Okay. Yeah, our
philosophy. 100% Josh Hutcherson.
Oh, wow. That's something new I've learned. I see it a little bit, but not like a ton.
Well, who do you know in your life that looks more like Josh Hutcherson fair, than this man?
Yeah, that's fair. Probably no one. That like square face thing. He's got a very square face. When people talk about face shapes, most of the time I'm like, I don't know. But then you see people with square faces and you're like, oh, I see it now. All right, I see it a little bit. I'm still not convinced, but
so like if we were mapping this on a graph of like you're convinced to time, you've already shot up.
Yeah, a lot.
I've been you were convinced. Absolutely not. And then like 5 seconds later, you're like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's like a facet of my passive communication. I'm like, sure, whatever will get us out of this conversation.
I don't feel safe.
I'm just like, if you're not like you're not with the person, they're not invited.
Yeah.
That's kind of been my.
We did stay together for like 5 years though. So does that count?
Well, that's
a good. Sometimes you just know.
That's a good track record.
That it's going to be messy.
Well, and like good for Hannah's mom's friend for letting you go.
Again,
that's nice.
You're giving them so much credit. They were like, they were the one who asked.
What do you mean?
Well, like I was with Hannah's mom.
Yeah.
And just like hanging out at the apartment and this friend had to come over.
Oh.
And then like.
And they were like, oh, is Jimmy coming to the wedding?
Yeah.
That's awkward.
Well.
That's putting your partner in a kind of a weird position. Because what if they're like, I don't really want them there.
Great point. So see, now you've completely. Is this.
No, I haven't.
Is this
changed.
Another
I
example?
I haven't changed my mind.
Oh, you're still like pro bride.
Yeah, pro. Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. I'm still pro bride.
Is that a Deathly Hallows shirt?
No, but it does look like it.
It's more missing one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Also,
I don't know
okay.
How we got here.
Another thing, like with the Deathly Hallows and the Harry Potter, like okay. Just like kind of divorced from fantasy.
Oh yeah, that
general,
we were talking about last week.
That's not a symbol.
The Deathly Hallows?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, it's not rooted in anything. It's just like something that J.K. Rowling was like, now it's a thing.
Yeah. I think we shouldn't say that name. She should not be
Are
named.
We allowed to say Voldemort?
Yeah.
But not J.K. Rowling. Okay. She who should not be named.
She made it up based on like the story she made up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, it's all made up, which is fine.
But most... I see what you're saying, though. And some fantasy is, like, rooted in culture and history.
Like, with the Wheel of Time, you got, like, the Dragon Fang and the whatever represents... Oh, the Flame of Tar Valon. okay. And that makes, like, the yin-yang.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It kind of depends on how you want to look at things and how you want to do things. Right? Like, if you're taking it from existing culture or if you're creating it yourself. What?
It does matter on how you want to look at things. What were we talking about?
I don't
before
even
this?
Know. I don't even remember. Oh, last weekend, sushi.
Oh, yeah. The sushi was good, though.
The sushi was good. Yeah.
I'm surprised I got 36 pieces. It couldn't have been 36.
I think it was 24.
24.
I think it was 4 8-piece rolls.
Which seems crazy that it killed me.
It's 24.
I threw up a lot at the end of the night.
Yeah, you did.
And like I couldn't, like, it was just like I was so uncomfortable the whole time.
Yeah, that is the worst. And this is so we've talked
Drudd.
About this.
We were talking about Drudd.
Oh, we were talking about Drudd.
Holy shit.
Okay.
And was I embarrassed for you earlier this week?
I honestly felt pretty neutral about it until you said something about it. I felt like fairly neutral.
It was.
And then you made
me
feel.
Oh, man, it really
worse.
Just hurt to see.
I honestly, I was pretty nonchalant.
Let me tell you what it was like for me. So you're asking on Friday at 9:30, you say in the podcast chat, which is not active.
No.
When are we recording this weekend?
Yeah.
I see this text.
Did not respond.
I am like, I don't. We were actually talking in our own personal.
That's why I didn't.
So I was like, this is not a question for me. And I'm not going to answer the question until it's clear that Drud is not answering the question.
That's why I kind of wasn't bothered that you didn't answer, because I did know we were texting and I could have gotten a more direct answer from you. But exactly. I was just like, I'll just put it out to the group.
I responded at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you were like, then we like set a time. And then, oh my God. After we set a time, you said, Drud, you joining us?
Yeah. And Drud did not respond.
3 hours later, I say, oh my gosh, Drud, can you please not leave her hanging like this? And then an hour and a half after that, Drud responds, yes, yes, maybe, I'll confirm tomorrow. And I'm like,
that is not an answer.
Just say no. Yeah. Just like...
And then texts this morning and says, hee hee, not coming. I was like, what is this hee hee that you're starting this text with? Like, we don't expect you to be here.
I feel like you kind of expect them to be here.
No, I just...
Oh, if this is for a bit, I love the bit. But I have not interpreted it as a bit. I've interpreted it as, please?
Well, please? You know what? I've let go of that. I'm more just like... Are Drud and I even going to have a relationship when I move teams?
I don't.
That's really.
Man, honestly, being away from the team for 2 weeks.
Yeah. You feeling disconnected?
It feels weird.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know. Sounds like your new team sucks.
Oh my God. New team does suck.
Yeah.
Just like, shut up. Fuck. Did you know that change is upon me?
Change is upon you.
Change is upon me.
Oh.
That was my tarot card for the week.
Okay.
Maybe I should do like tarot cards for days or like batches of time. Maybe a week is too long.
I think, weren't you doing it for 3 weeks at one point?
Well, I was drawing one card per week.
Oh, I see. Okay. I see.
Hold on. Let me get into what I want to do.
Oh, yeah. You've got a segment.
Let's play cheat.
Oh, right now? Okay. Yeah.
So what we can do...
This is what we need to be like filming.
Yeah, what we can do is...
I'm a producer, so...
Is hand out all of the deck.
Yeah.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Okay, that's
what
five.
We're supposed to do, no?
That is what we're supposed to do. But then it turns into like, okay, is this person actually okay? I still like it.
Okay.
I still like
it. I'm what's down to your version?
Or you like five cards. Hand out like half of the deck,
yeah,
and then like you draw cards, so you don't actually know which cards are where. But I feel like that could be like,
oh yeah, I guess we can't do half and half.
Well, that's when it's like
people.
That's when we're like we are lying about what is getting put down, and then it's like
I think it is better to do half the deck.
Okay.
I see what you're saying, but I don't think it'll work as well as, I think half
now
the
I'm
deck.
Confused about what you're saying.
I don't know. Just deal half the deck.
To each of us?
No, total. Okay.
5, 6, 7,
this is
8,
so interesting.
9, 10, 11, 12,
I want to talk, 13. But I don't want to.
Yeah, you can talk.
And
I feel like we should be drawing cards.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Yeah. I was given feedback again about the podcast that we switch topics too much. And I was like,
who said this?
My brother.
Oh, is he listening?
I think he listened up to like episode 5 or something.
That's pretty impressive.
And then I was like, well, we just recorded our best episode yet.
Tell him to give us a fucking topic if he has so many
literally
ideas.
Okay. 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 I do have a question for you. It's like a topic kind of. Okay. I don't know what that card is. I was listening to Armchair Expert, Dax Shepard's podcast, which I'm a big fan of. And they were talking about like hating people.
Okay.
And he was like, I don't really hate anyone, you know, like, no, he was saying that like Monica, his co-host, was saying that she doesn't really hate anyone. And he was saying, I think there's like two people I hate. And in his head, the measure of hate was like, would I be willing if I saw this person in like in person to be like, you are the fucking worst. Like, I fucking hate you.
I thought you were going to say kill them.
Well, not kill them. Maybe with words.
Boom.
And I was like, I don't know if I hate any. Do you hate anyone enough to do that? Do you hate anyone, period?
I don't know how nuanced my thinking is on the feeling of hate.
Okay, fair.
Because how much is my hate just based on, like, not liking them? Or how much is based off of, like, being jealous of them? Or how much of it is based off of, like, I just do not
vibe with you.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I liked his measure of, like, who would you willing...
Can I start?
Yeah. Willingly go
two
up...
Two queens.
Is that how we start? Aren't you supposed to go from... We play cheat differently.
Oh.
We can do this.
No, you can start wherever and then you go above or below.
Oh, and then you go in order from there.
Ow.
Oh.
Really?
That's how I play, but that's fine. I like this.
Why don't we try both?
The way I played was like, you have to go in order. And then that's it like silly. Forces you into a cheating.
I guess, yeah.
But no, we don't have to do that. We can play your way.
I think I am remembering like, wherever you start, you get to go above or below.
Okay. You just can't do the same.
And then we'll try it your way?
Yes.
Okay. Two queens.
Okay. I'm going two nines.
Two nines. Okay. So we're not really doing...
I don't understand that.
So if I play...
I would have to do directly above or below.
A jack or a king. Okay. We don't have to. I don't...
Nope. I'm into that.
It does make like the you need to cheat a little bit kind of thing.
One king.
One king.
Are aces high or low?
Both.
Okay.
Two queens.
Do, 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 do.
You don't realize what just happened.
Did you do three queens the first time?
No, I did two queens the first time and then just did another two queens.
I was distracted by my own cards. I'm just going to roll with it. One jack.
Two jacks.
Oh, you can do the same?
Yeah, why not?
What are these rules? You're changing these rules on me.
I'm playing the way that it's coming intuitively to me.
Okay, two tens.
Two jacks.
Cheat.
Jack.
Oh, this is your strategy. You told me this is your strategy. If anyone listened last week, I got fucked, didn't I? I did. I should have listened. You told me that you were going to do it, and I wasn't listening. God damn it. Oh, my God. So much cheating. So stressful. I'm so bad at this game. Okay, some jacks, some queens. Oh, my God. So much cheating happened. Pick up some cards. I don't know how this is working.
Yeah, what should I do? Should I like pick up? I add to 13?
Sure.
And it's like whoever gets.
Then there's just
gets
no
out first.
Yeah, there's. Oh, that's. I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. But again, if we empty the whole deck, then we're just gonna know.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Well, eventually we will empty the deck, but again, that's where it gets kind of fun.
Okay. Do I start?
What do you think Jeremy would like to hear?
I think he would like to hear us stay on a topic for longer. I think he would like us to hear sometimes being more serious. And I'm like, we're sometimes serious.
Yeah.
Three sevens.
Cheat.
Check it. Check it.
Now I have all the sevens.
Now we have all the sevens. Maybe. Maybe I had four and I only put down three.
Okay, let's try out one, two.
Cheat.
Check it.
Now I have all the twos.
cards? Did I pick up? Where did this come from? Oh, I did pick up sevens.
Okay. Four sixes.
Four sixes. I'm not trying to cheat. I'm not planning on cheating.
I'm just trying to find my cards.
Four sevens. What? That was a good look.
1-8. It's possible.
I'll call cheat.
Okay, check it.
Ah! Okay, that was an honest round. Mm. Oh, no, it wasn't.
It wasn't. You I had three sixes, not four.
Is it crazy that I'm having fun?
Was last week our best episode and this our worst episode? Is that possible?
Yes. What are the different measures of episode greatness?
It's true.
Because, pace.
Yeah.
2 tens.
Back to hating people.
Yeah, okay.
2 jacks.
2 tens.
Cheat.
Hit it.
You did it again. You got me again. You got me again. I knew one of them wasn't cheating, but I couldn't. There's not that many tens.
Oh, I should go to the zoo today. That would be cool.
That would be such a good idea. The zoo's so much fun.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I know. Dax Shepard was saying the measure of if you know you hate someone is if you're willing to go up to them in public and be like, you are the fucking worst.
Yeah.
Like, I disagree with everything about you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I had a dream last night that we were presenting at a school. Yeah?
Okay.
And afterwards, one of the teachers, she was like an old lady, and she was like, I've got some feedback for you guys. And she was like, blah, blah, blah. And I think it's like a little too elementary. It's too basic.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
You could be like, oh, what happens like if a parent is depressed? What can we do in those scenarios?
Okay.
And I forget why I hated this bitch. I was like, thank you. We did not ask for your feedback and we will not be implementing any of it. Goodbye.
That was your response.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. 4 tens.
Cheat.
Whatever.
It's just like so much just like acceptance. Just going to reach for the pile.
Okay, your turn.
No, it is
not
my turn.
Oh, it's my turn? Okay. 3 tens.
One jack.
I'm going to let it slide because I think you're fucking with me. I think you're fucking with me.
One jack.
Three queens.
One king.
Can I do the same? One king?
Mm-hmm. 2 aces.
1 ace. 2 aces. I put 2 cards down.
Cheat. I just saw you move those cards around.
I know, one of them's a wild card, so technically it counts. I didn't actually mean to have it be a mind fuck, but it was. It worked so good for me. I think that counts.
I guess there are wild cards. Okay.
That's when, at the very beginning, I said, I don't know what this card is. I didn't want to tell you I had a wild card.
3 tens. I cheated with an 8, saying it's a jack.
Yep. Yeah.
You cheated.
Yep. I can't remember what I cheated with, but
What the fuck is this? Why did it? How did a king end up in here?
I did. Oh, I put a king down. Because you said one king and I said one
oh,
king.
Oh, man, this got confusing. Where the fuck do I begin? What was your, did you have any segments planned today?
Just if you hate people. That was my only question.
If I hate people. Is there more than 4 8s here? No. Okay, I understand.
I think there's like maybe one person in the world that if I saw them, I'd be like, you are the fucking worst.
There are lots of people that I do not like.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Arguably.
Most people.
Most.
Yeah.
And I would want to really tear them down.
Right.
But there is a part of me that tries not to do that.
That's fair. I think
or
if
tries
I...
tries not to like listen to that impulse.
If I saw Trump...
Oh,
and I wasn't going to get mucked by Secret Service. I might have some words.
Okay, 4 8s.
Cheat.
Okay, pick them up. Holy shit.
Three nines. Maybe. Go.
Three tens. I was trying not to speak to the microphone.
Two jacks.
One queen.
Fuck. I'm so bad at this game. I'm so bad. Okay, did you cheat? What did I start with?
I didn't cheat at all.
No, you didn't cheat. Neither did I. Oh, man. I would have had to, though. Maybe I just panicked. I just called cheat because I was panicking.
Have you watched Survivor this week?
No, I'm behind again. Oh, man. I think I'm just 1 week. I should be good. If I watch today, I'll be caught up. Because it's, what was it, episode 3 this week?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I just need to watch. Was it
no,
good?
No, it's episode 4.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It was fine.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, because I watched episode 1, I missed episode 2.
Yeah.
I watched 3. Okay.
The problem that I'm having is that I think I'm really enjoying playing the game.
Yeah.
And I do think it took a lot of steam out of the podcast.
Yeah, I think we need to stop soon. 2 8s.
Maybe. Why would you do 2 8s instead of 4 8s?
Because I'm fucking around.
Okay.
3 7s. 2 6s.
Cheat.
I did it the first time. I didn't put down any 8s the first time. Just for fun. Okay, I think we need to stop this game.
Let's do one more round.
Okay. Yeah. Do I start or do you start?
You start.
Okay. Did you start last time?
The person who like gets cheated.
Okay.
Or, like, who has to pick the pile. 1 10.
3 10s.
1 10.
I like want to call cheat because it's not possible, but I also kind of think that that one might be the 10 and the other ones are not. But I also think that you think I think that, you know? So I'm going to call cheat.
It was you did it.
Yes! Yes!
But I didn't have any 10s.
Okay. I don't have any 10s either. God damn it.
No, but like, here's the thing. This is pretty fun.
I don't know if it's fun for the podcast, though.
Who's listening?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Oh, yeah. I was going to check if we had any listens from last episode, but I didn't. And I don't know if I want the answer.
4 7s.
4 7s. Hey.
Mm-hmm. I forgot I had a wild card.
8s.
1 8.
Obviously, it's a cheat. Oh, it's your wild card. I take it back. I take it back.
You said cheat.
I take it back.
You said cheat.
2 8s. I'll take it. had such a good strategy.
this would be good if we had a video. Oh, we could talk about Instagram.
Is that something interesting to talk about on the podcast, though?
I don't know if anybody's listening.
Okay.
The thing is, so like this goes back to Drudd and
her lack of commitment.
It's hard not to have the thought, does Drudd even care
about us?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the answer is no.
No.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't think it's good for my wedding odds.
Well, so this is the thing. Do you want to be invited alone?
Well, somebody has to walk you down the aisle.
right. We keep forgetting that really important piece.
Part of it is also like, how sad is it if I do go alone? Because Drudd's not invited because Drudd doesn't give a shit about our friendship.
Well, I want to invite Drudd 5/8.
Three nines.
1/10.
Cheat. It's mine.
No.
If only you had a wild card that you didn't use.
I liked it. I'm on board with how I used
it. I also imagine that you didn't put down 4/8 as
well. I did actually, and then afterward I was like, why did I do that? I did not need to put down 4/8. You were not going to call cheat on that one. It's like, that was dumb of me.
Yeah, what if like our podcast is actually just us playing like multiplayer games to two player?
I mean, we could Catan it up, you know?
Yeah.
That would be the way to do it.
Did you know that some people don't know how to play Catan?
Yeah. And I don't like those people. Those are the people I hate. Right there.
This is so silly. I love it.
3/7.
Three sixes.
2/5.
One 4.
Mm-mm-mm. 1/3.
2/2s.
Much silence. I forgot we were recording for a second. We have to stop this game. I want to call cheat on you.
But are you going to?
Yeah, I'm calling cheat.
I had 2 aces.
Yes.
But I feel like I sold it pretty well.
You did good. I just didn't believe you.
Well, that's usually how
that's how it works. Goes.
Your 7s was a lie.
My 7s was a lie. I had the 7s. I just didn't put them down.
Like, my favorite thing about your strategy is that it seems
what strategy
quite chaotic.
Yeah. I don't know. But honestly, it's kind of working for me.
Well, it's fun.
Like maybe 30% of the time.
30% of the time. It works every time.
It works every time.
3 aces.
Okay. 3/2s.
Cheat. You had 2s?
I had 2s.
Oh, man. So me calling 2/2s was also like helpful because you.
Yeah.
It was impossible.
Well, I didn't have 3/2s. I had 2/2s and a wild card. So you could have had 2/2s. I just didn't believe it.
Okay.
You hate this.
Okay. Well, now I have 3/2s.
Cheat.
Okay. Fuck me. I can't get him back in. Okay. Now.
Oh, there are jokers. The one that I kept in there is just a blank card.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
3/2s.
Cheat. Do it one more time and maybe I'll let it slide.
Okay. 3/2s.
Why were they in the middle of your deck?
No, they were at the end.
Okay, I'll let it slide this time. I'm gonna let it slide. 1/3. Was it twos? Don't tell me. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Two twos.
It's actually not possible, but I'm going to let it go. One ace.
Cheat.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I get the wild card back, and you'll never know what's coming.
No.
What?
I didn't put the wild card in.
Oh, you never put the wild card in. Dang it. Dang it. Okay. Four fours.
Cheat. This would be more difficult if we did have like all of the deck out.
No, it'd be less difficult because we would just know who.
But I know that we don't have four fours out on the table.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Four nines.
Cheat. I know we don't have four nines on the table.
I'm not counting cards, so I wouldn't know. Okay.
Then you're not cheating enough.
Three nines.
Cheat. Oh. Three nines.
Fine. I suppose I'll let you get that away with that one. Three eights.
Cheat.
Take it.
Damn it.
Now you got all the eights.
My job these days is not
very fun.
As fun, yeah.
Oh, you know what I was thinking about? This isn't really a topic, but I was thinking about when we eventually have Mark L. Wahlberg on the podcast,
yeah.
Manifesting.
Yeah.
And I was like, how do we explain to him why we are the way we are? Because, like, there's a reason we told our bosses not to listen to this podcast, because they might fire us, you know? Like,
two kings.
Why are we this way?
Yeah.
Three queens. And I was thinking about it, and I was like, well,
one jack.
In our cheat day-to-day lives.
Wild card, baby.
In our wild card that is just blank. I wish I could show a camera right now. Like, what is this? What is this? In our day-to-day work lives, we're like pretty intentional human beings, I would say. Like, we like to have fun.
Yeah.
But we got to be pretty intentional about like the words we use.
Oh, a lot of times they just come out.
But do you know what I mean? Like, you're not talking to people the way you're talking to people, talking to me on the podcast.
I guess, but like, I honestly wish I was doing more of that.
Well, now my point doesn't work as well.
I know, but maybe you shouldn't have spoken for two people right. Instead of yourself.
I'll speak for myself then. Yeah. Trying to be intentional, and then it's nice to be able to like let it loose a little on the podcast.
Yeah.
And that's why it goes from zero to... I don't know what.
Zero to cheat.
Zero to cheat.
It's also interesting because talking about like healthy relationships, again, like a lot of people are like, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And like if we aren't actually grounding anything in who you are,
mm-hmm.
then we're not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like being crazy is a lot, makes a lot more sense. With that kind
true.
Of message.
That's true.
And like having to be intentional and be like, I got to stick on message is not as, but I think it would be difficult if we didn't like recreate what we were doing.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why I was like having some trouble with parts of it at the end mm-hmm. where I was like, I don't know how I would like talk about this
right.
or whatnot. That it felt like more inauthentic. For me, but.
Right, that's fair, and I don't even know if I meant intentional, as in like we have an agenda or like we're trying to get a specific.
I think it's your turn.
Oh my God. I'm kind of over
you're.
This game.
I thought you were close to being like had to refresh.
Refresh.
The cards.
Three queens.
One jack.
What is that? What is that face?
I'm not cheating.
One jack.
You're putting down one jack?
Yeah.
Okay, two tens.
Two, two,
You're saying like
two nines.
You might. I just want to keep going. Three nines.
One ten.
Cheat. Ah!
Good. No, I don't know if like trying like having an agenda is what I meant by intentional, but maybe that is what I meant. I was more thinking like if we're assuming people are listening in our day-to-day life to us, which is only like half true because it's not, they're not always listening. Yeah. Then like we're trying to use our words. Even if we don't necessarily have an agenda, we're being careful about what we say because we know our words could have impact.
Yeah.
That's maybe more what I...
And even just like being careful what you say because like it is not just two people sitting at a table.
Yeah.
Playing the most intense game of cheat I've ever experienced. Okay. 1-5.
I'm gonna let that one slide.
You better.
3-4s.
Don't I have a wild card now?
You should. You definitely should. It's there. Oh, it's right there. In front of me.
What did you say?
3-4s. What?
1-3.
1-3. We need our producer to film this.
1-3. Cool.
I'm going to let you have it. 2-2s.
2 aces.
1-2. What? It's so dumb.
Oh, I'm going to crash out after this. One, three.
1-3. Yes, it was a cheat. We cannot keep playing this game.
We cannot just keep playing 1-3.
I couldn't remember what the good one was to play. It would have been a cheat no matter what I'd played.
I never had any threes. And you just kept playing threes.
Oh, man. What a time.
Good times. What GTs.
A time. I cheated most of those. Not all of them, but most. Okay.
Haphazard. That's how I would describe your strategy.
Rude.
It's like you've just like gotten the taste of a new cheat strategy and now you're like, let's
I just have
milk this for all it's worth.
I'm just having fun. 2-4s.
1-5.
Just having all the fun in the world.
Yeah.
One six.
1-6.
Damn.
4-7s.
Are there 4-7s? Yeah, I think. Are there 3-7s? I'll let you have it.
Thanks, dog.
1-6. What?
Cheat. Was it the wild card?
Did you have any sixes?
No. I might have had sixes earlier. I don't know what I played earlier.
I hate
earlier.
How you like just, you don't let the thing progress.
What do you mean?
Well, like I can keep going with like eights and nines and whatnot.
But I can't. That's the
yeah. So you're just like, let me just backtrack. Yeah, let me make. Jesus Christ.
Well.
How's your personal relationship with Jesus Christ these days?
I think fine. Fine as ever. How about yours?
You know, Jesus was a cool dude.
Mm-hmm.
Went 40 days without food.
Keep going.
Lived his life by the golden rule. Got mud on his, blood on his face.
There you go.
filled with grace.
Yep.
Spreading his love all over the place. Saying we will praise him. Amen.
Okay, have you watched, there's a new show on Netflix called Adolescence.
No, I haven't.
It's popping off everywhere. Everyone's talking about it. It's interesting.
Two queens.
So far. Two
yeah,
kings.
Yeah, what's the vibe?
In terms of like genre or just general vibe?
Just like in general vibe. One queen.
Kind of like a dark, just like dark one king.
Cheat. Are you below 13?
Mm-hmm.
Are you below 13?
I have been.
Draw.
I don't know if I am right now. I have been at multiple points throughout this case.
It's like you don't even care about the rules.
I'm in 12. Ooh, adding dynamics to the game.
The game has changed. Everybody, drop your buffs.
Three kings.
Cheat. Pick them up?
Yeah.
Congratulations for not being a filthy liar.
Two
jacks.
It is two queens. Yeah,
two kings.
It's like dark, two aces. It's like a dark murder.
Oh.
Mystery.
One king.
One ace.
Liar.
Nowhere to go. Dark, like, murder mystery thing. But okay. A kid's been charged with murder.
Did he do it?
Well, they have, yeah. I think, like, the overall, you find out pretty early on that, like, there was CCTV footage of him stabbing a girl.
You heard about this once.
Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
In real life?
Do you remember that time a guy killed a CEO?
Yeah. What about it?
That's it. CCTV.
That's how they caught him?
Not how they caught him, but how they, like there's footage of it. Did you not see it?
No, I never saw it.
Oh.
Was this the guy?
Yeah, you watch a guy die.
That's dark. Is this the one where everyone was like, oh, good for him for killing an evil
Free
person?
Luigi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that? Oh, I didn't realize there was video footage of it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
What would you do if you murdered somebody? What would you do to, like, cover it up?
One jack. I mean, I think you gotta, like...
Three tens.
Well, it depends, like... one jack.
You, Jack Sparrow, are a liar.
I am not a liar. Damn it. Oh, no, my computer went to reference? Sleep.
I thought the Jack Sparrow was really good.
Yeah, that was good, actually.
Thank you.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. Oh, how would you cover up a murder?
Why are you mad at me for asking that question?
I don't... Why would you expect me to know?
Oh, okay. Well, so it depends on, like, how much pre-planning is... Because, like, the thing would be you got to, like, murder someone in a good spot... Like, all that kind of stuff, right? Like, if you're murdering them, like, in your backyard or something, like, that's going to be a lot harder to deal with.
Yeah.
But I think, like, dissolving them in acid is the way to go. Dissolving the body in acid.
What acid tub would you be using?
Well, this is where it gets a little tricky.
Is it?
Because I don't have access to a lot of acid.
Do you have a tub?
I have a tub.
Is it? I've been taking baths more.
Have you?
4/7.
Well, and this is the thing.
Can you do the can you do the can na, 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 na. 4/8.
Yeah, okay. One seven.
3/6.
1/5.
1/4.
1/3.
2/3.
You just put down one card.
Are you going to call me a liar? Or what?
I wasn't going to. So, yeah. But can you just use acid in a regular bathtub?
I think that's where the question comes into play. Like, where are you asking these questions? Are you going to a library to... So I'm glad I didn't call... Wait.
I cheated a bunch.
You cheated the eight. It's really fucking tough because I try to get rid of cards and then I get rid of them. Then you probably cheat as I'm getting rid of them. And then you go back to... You just do that fucking back thing. Or you have like a wild card or some shit. It's real. Like, you're too good. Honestly, I'm a little upset.
Literally have no idea what I'm doing. I'm just bullshitting.
You're using your intuition.
It's like, where do you Google what acid to use?
Yeah.
Where do you... Yeah, you would have to go to a public spot. 1-9.
2-9s. Yeah, like a library.
2-10s.
2-10s.
1-jack.
One-ten.
1-jack.
Yeah, cheat.
There's only so long I can keep it going for. Well, and this is the thing. This is where I think it needs to be pre-planned, right? Because it's like, you got to be
If you're going to do a murder, you have to pre-plan it.
Well, if you're going to be like researching this stuff, you got to do it like way before the murder took place. Right?
Yeah.
And you got to like scope out what libraries have cameras and what don't.
Oh, okay.
Right? Because if they're like, if they suspect you and you're like going to the library, that could be sketchy.
If you wanted to like do something like vandalize a place or whatever.
Yeah.
How would you not get caught by like the CCTVs?
Well, I don't think here it's as good.
No.
I don't think so. I think like. Sorry.
Well, like eventually, I feel like eventually like you do the thing. They. You're probably on
I guess,
some
like,
kind
wear
of security.
A mask and, like, like a ski mask.
And then like how long do you wait to exit the perimeter or like change your disguise or like how do you slip out of there, right?
You're right. You'd have to like know where a blind spot was.
A blind spot or like how much reviewing of footage are they going to do? Because if you do it in the middle of the night, you're the only car on the road.
Yes.
Or something.
That's true. That is true. Huh. Yeah, you'd have to like walk in from like a busy parking area.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right? 3-8.
Honestly, it's probably what am I trying to say?
Seems like it'd be
3-7s.
Be hard to get caught.
Hard to get caught.
Or easy to get caught, but people like all the time 1-8. Don't get caught. You know? What?
1-7.
1-6.
2-6s.
1-7. What?
Cheat.
Fine. If we must. Oh my god, we've been recording for an hour and absolutely nothing has happened.
I have to pick up a card.
Is this our worst episode? Maybe.
Let's get back to like what makes a good episode because a lot of times I have fun.
True.
And I think...
If we're having fun.
Yeah. I don't think us having fun makes it good listening.
No, I don't think so at all.
But if A, nobody's going to be listening, and B... trying to make something good listening isn't fun,
right?
Then what am I doing, right?
Well, and I think the thing is like when we have a dedicated listener base, like eventually when that happens,
that's hopeful,
they will be stoked to hear us no matter what because they'll be like wanting to hear just our personalities, you know?
That's the whole thing, right? Like we're essentially content creators. We're like, yeah, put us on while you're like eating supper or cooking something or commuting or whatever.
Yep.
We don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Just we are the white noise.
What
oh,
is that?
Maybe
what,
I wonder
what
if there's
card
a
did you just put down?
1-8. I wonder if there's a podcast called White Noise.
We already named our podcast. We can't change it now. I know, but like,
don't you think White Noise is a pretty good podcast name?
Yeah, that is pretty good. There probably is one. Three sixes.
1-5.
1-4. Fuck, there. I don't think there's any fives in this deck.
1-4. Relaxing White Noise.
There's probably... Oh, I don't know if there's a podcast called White Noise that's not just like White Noise.
No, I know, right? But like, we rebrand to White Noise...
But then people are never going to find us because it's just going to get buried in all the things called White Noise.
People who want to listen to White Noise will find us. And then, like, it'll be to, like, sleep or something. And then I'll be like, 1-3.
I like it. I like Thanks. It. 1-2.
1-2.
Two aces.
1 ace.
Two kings.
1 queen.
3 kings.
1 queen.
2 queens.
Cheat.
Take it.
No!
Take it.
No, yes. I was down to 4. I was down to 4.
Yes. Do I have to take more cards now? This is, we need to end this game. Yeah, we're over an hour in.
Who's listening?
2, 4, 6, 7. Eight, it's like nine, such 10, a dirty 11, fucking game. Oh, what was I gonna say?
I don't know.
Oh, our Instagram strategy.
Oh yeah.
So the thing is, we're not recording ourselves, our faces.
That's true.
Just because it's like too much work, I think, more than anything. So we need to figure out a way to introduce ourselves on the Instagram without our actual faces, probably.
Yeah.
And then I guess we start posting clips of the episode.
I guess.
With like, I don't know what in as the image, just the.
Just blackness.
Yeah, just darkness, maybe like our souls.
Maybe like a sound wave.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I guess I could look at other Instagrams of podcasts that have.
Yeah. Like just. How do we also do this?
No video.
We would have to like create the video and then.
Well, I think if you clip the audio, you could just add it in, right, as an audio track. Or no?
Yes, I guess. But then you would like. I don't know. Can you create TikToks on a computer?
I don't know. I don't have TikTok.
If only we had someone who cared about.
Literally, who actually was good at social media. Also, Dredd's idea of how to like introduce us on Instagram was great. Too bad it was like the little Canva thing she was gonna make of the drawing the kids did of us. Oh, and she was going to make it, but I don't know where it went.
3 kings.
Okay, I believe you. 1 queen. Oh, my mic is...
2 queens.
Falling over. 1 jack.
2 jacks.
3 tens.
1-10.
2 nines.
1-10.
Mm-hmm. 1-9.
1-9.
Okay. I'll give it to you. 1-7. No, 1-8.
Ha! Ha!
Try again. Let me try again. 1-8. What?
I have to. I have to.
Do what?
Cheat.
Oh, no, that can't be true. That can't possibly be true. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
I don't even remember
God.
What we were doing to see if how many of us cheated.
Man, on the
we cheated a lot.
Do you remember the one where I said a number and just like gave you like a shit eating grin? I was cheating during that time.
Oh dang.
Yeah.
I never know, you know.
It's tough.
It is tough.
This might actually be the best version of cheat.
Like, it doesn't even really make any sense because it's like it's just two of us with the deck of cards.
What I find really hard.
Do you have
hard,
less than 13?
No. A visible stack.
I wasn't looking.
I think one of the difficult things is that like I want to get rid of cards, right?
Yes.
But eventually the round has to end.
Yeah, that's
and
also true.
If you're not calling cheat on me and I'm not calling cheat on you, eventually you're going to get to a point where you do call cheat on me and I will be cheating.
Right.
And then I'll get all the cards.
Yeah, and that's what just happened to me. Okay, two
you
tens.
You were very low.
Hmm?
You were very low. Cheat.
Yeah.
Gotta keep you honest. Just giggling.
Two tens.
Cheat.
No.
Now I have tens.
Now you have tens.
Two tens.
Cheat. He was in fact cheating, listeners. Oh my god, this is so dumb.
Two eights.
This is the stupidest thing ever. I can't even. Two nines.
One ten.
One jack.
110.
I can't remember what we put up there. How many times have you said tens? I'm going to let it go this time. I think, me thinks, yes. One jack.
One queen.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Maybe. One jack. That's a jack. I didn't even mean to do that. I didn't mean to, I promise.
Right into my hand. 110.
I want to call cheat on you so bad, but I think
I'm
it might
doing
be.
Doing a hard sell, aren't I?
It might be real. I got to do it. Cheat. Yes. Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness. Holy moly.
I'm like, who, like, what content do people want where it's just not people having fun?
That's honestly what I think.
One of the things that, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. One of the things that, like, makes me really, like, it's a difficult time for me,
mm-hmm.
Is that, like, when I see people, when I watch the things that I watch, they're all just, like, basically having fun with their friends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I wish I was having fun with my friends. And now I'm having
now
fun with
are.
A friend.
See, this is the thing. When I think Saturday really cemented us as friends.
Saturday or S-A-D-er-day? Saturday. S-A-D-D-E-R.
Saturday.
Three sevens.
Sure.
Sure.
1-8.
1-7. Yeah, you're cheating.
1-8.
You're cheating.
No, I'm not. I was cheating the last time.
Oh my god, you got me. Fuck. Wow, I really
I thought you were
I
cheating with
you.
The sevens, actually. Nope. That's kind of why I was giggling a little.
And like, so sad Drud is missing out on.
I know, literally. She could be playing cheat with us right now. How fun would that be?
That would be really fun. And honestly, if we just like, granted, it goes away from the whole shame
true
thing. But again, like, all, like,
I mean, if we keep.
Who's listening? Why don't we just, like, the microphones are literally just an excuse to hang
that's
out.
That's true. Also, if we keep playing competitive games, one of us is going to do something shameful.
Yo.
One of us is going to freak out. One of us is going to.
I crack. Honestly, I like that.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
I was hanging out with a friend yesterday, and they were having some weird experiences.
Ooh.
On dating apps.
Okay.
We'll have to probably talk about, actually I'll tell you and then we'll quack it out because that's fun.
Okay,
so they got messaged by somebody, and like right off the bat, this person's like super weird in the way of like, I would like to respectfully ask for your consent to ask you what your fantasies are.
Goodness.
Like, get fucking bent. Like,
oh my goodness.
How are these fucking kinky people the least sexy people I've ever seen in my life, right? And then he goes on to say, like, you know, I'm like into I'm looking for some like play.
Right.
And they're like, what are you looking for?
Details, like, just fill out a form then.
And this guy's like, hairy labia.
Oh my goodness. Oh no. It's like people are like, why does family like step bros porn exist? That's why.
Taboo is interesting.
It is,
isn't
interesting.
It?
1-8.
Cheat.
Yes. Like, how long had your friend been talking to this person?
Immediately.
1-9.
It's just really interesting. 3-8.
3-7.
1-8.
Cheat.
Pick it up.
Fuck. Yeah, I just, that part, and that's just like me personally, I'm like, that seems like,
well,
yeah.
I think like what we can say is like, oh, that's not for me.
Totally. Yeah. That's really all I'm saying is I'm like, I can't imagine being at a place where I'm like that comfortable.
Yeah.
Sharing those personal things with people I don't really know.
And this is after the quack. So we'll be more vague going forward.
Yes. Yes.
But my friend was like, they were like, what the fuck just happened? This is like some of the craziest shit that I've ever seen.
Yes.
And so they were sending it to like everybody that they could fucking know, right?
Yeah.
See,
and that's it right there.
Yeah.
That's the risk.
Yeah.
That's
and
what you're...
one person's like, dude, like you don't do this.
Yeah.
Right away. I was like, you know, I don't love the don't do this. It seems like, you know, if you can handle the consequences and the risks of it.
2-7.
Who am I to say that that like, oh, you're like, you're showing that you're like a bad person, 3-6, just by like starting off this way.
Yeah, that's true. 1-5.
One six.
2-7.
Oh, that's tricky. Oh, that's tricky. I think that was too quick to be a cheat.
Dang.
1-6.
Cheat. Fuck. You got me. You got me. The weird Joker
the card.
Got me. Hell yeah. I'm in it now, baby. I'm winning now. I'm going through, running the gauntlet. Okay. That is a good point that, like, if you are sharing those things with a stranger, that you kind of have to accept the consequences of sharing those things with a stranger. Yeah, it's a tricky one.
Yeah. It was too bad because they were like, no judgment, I hope.
Well, right. Well, this is the thing.
And honestly, that sounds like because like they were looking for like more of like a therapeutic thing, right?
Right.
And like it's one thing to do that with partners if that's what they're into and to look for people who are into like fulfilling that role. But like pay like a few $100.
Yep. True.
And pay somebody to actually like,
to like
take this on and pay them to like not judge you and like
2-8.
Oi. 1-9. But you know, would I ever take that advice? Probably not.
Right. 1-10.
2-10.
2-9.
1-9.
I can't remember. Fuck. I need to be paying better attention. Cheat.
No.
Fuck. I knew it. My instincts were bad on that one. I knew it. Ugh.
I was glad that you were wrong. FYI.
There's so many cards. Ah. Oh my gosh. So I don't know why I'm picking up my cards this way, but this is what feels good for me right now. So
it seems to be working, actually.
Yeah. Okay. My hands are so little. Let's go with 2-8.
7. Dead air.
Three dead sixes. Air. Dead air. So much dead air.
1-5.
So much. 1-4.
2-4s.
1-3.
1-4.
1-5.
1-4.
1-3.
2-2s.
1-ace.
3-aces.
2-kings.
1-king.
1-king.
Cheat.
Take it.
No!
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Should we call it?
Yeah, let's call it there.
How many? I think you won.
Sorry.
But I was down to like less than 7 cards at that point.
Oh. I wasn't even. 17.
29.
Oh, that was a good game.
That was good.
That was dynamic.
Damn. Sorry, Jeremy, for not sticking to it. But like, who? Yeah, again, like, it, like the reason why we started the podcast was for the personality.
And we're not talking about science, so he doesn't care.
It's disappointing and disheartening that like
when people don't like our personality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, you guys should start a podcast. Ugh. But then they're
no
they're
one
like,
fucking listens.
They're the people who are bitches. Like, oh no, you're supposed to. You're supposed to like have topics and whatnot. I don't think the topics are interesting.
No, sometimes they lead to interesting things, but you're right. On their own, they're not that interesting.
Yeah.
I do think
and like, who we'll are we find to our be people. Experts?
We'll find the people that love us for who we are.
And those people are on the inside.
Those people are us.
Hopefully.
No, we just need to find the right TikTok audience for your laugh.
Yeah.
That's what we need to find.
Well, like, I have been watching a lot of Smosh lately.
Okay.
Just as, like, content creation and, well, yeah, you watch for, like, the personalities and for, like, the funny things to happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, kind of similar vibe. We're just in the in the production business. Yeah. As good as Smosh.
As good as Smosh. Good. Yeah. Hopefully we'll have a better run. Smoother history. Smoother future.
You good? What
they had a rough go.
Oh.
But they're doing okay now.
It's not like I'm having it easy at the moment.
It's not like the podcast
I'm
is
in
really...
a comfy.
That's true.
I
you know what?
Up to
I don't think I spent
else.
Enough time asking if you were okay at the beginning of this episode.
It's just changes upon me, you know?
Yeah, that's okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's where we're at right now.
And fighting changes.
Oh man, exhausting.
Normal. I had a good cry earlier
Did
this
you?
Morning. Well, things just hurt, you know?
Yeah.
So.
That's fair. Yeah, I've not been sad, but I've been pretty angry the last little bit.
Yeah.
Frustrated.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see what the next week brings.
Honestly, I'm just annoyed. The most annoyed with like the office situation.
Oh, are you?
They've got such a big office now for fucking dick all people.
I know, and it's so nice.
Yeah.
I want it.
Yeah.
I want to stay where I am.
Yeah.
I really hate that the office that I'm moving into that you work in, you can't turn off the lights. That, I don't know why, but that was the first thing I thought about when I found out.
I turned the lights off on Friday.
Oh, can you turn them off?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize. I thought it was a motion sensor.
It is, and like you have to... You can't just like press the button.
Okay.
Because once you like, once I walk far enough, then the motion sensor will come back on.
Okay.
But if I like dim it,
then it'll stay dimmed.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good solution.
Yeah.
Because I go in there and it's always like literally blinding.
And there's literally no reason for there to be lights on at all.
No, the windows, they have huge windows.
Yeah.
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 Well, I think my office days are going to be Monday through Wednesday is what I hear. Okay. I think that team does Thursday, Fridays at home.
I don't like that.
No, I don't like it either. I love having Monday at home.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever.
Yep.
It will be what it will be.
Yeah.
And if they pay me less, I will quit.
That'll be tough.
Oh, it's a roo-roo.
It's a Ruru.
That would be tough. Hi, Ru. Okay.
Okay.
I'm Jimmy.
I'm Janet.
And
bye.
Bye.